Hey, if it's Monday, it means we are on the trail of art in the Northland. Annie Dugan is our intrepid guide. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. Well, many folks know that in addition to art things in the area, I also am interested in farming things and live on a farm. I live on a CSA farm, which is community-supported agriculture, but Springboard for the Arts and the Walker Arts Center about 10 years ago started another type of CSA program, community-supported arts, and they ran it for a while, and then the folks that involved just got onto other projects, and it about a few years ago it sort of disappeared, but they're bringing it back this year. They're bringing it back for fall. They're bringing it back for 2021 in the interest of their themes this year are comfort, care, and craft, which couldn't be better for our current climate. And so they are looking for artists in Minnesota to participate in this community-supported arts. And they'll be looking for people to purchase the community-supported arts later. But this, the idea is that they are looking for artists to create. The artists get a stipend of $1,000 to create 50 pieces, and they could be, you know, multiples. They can be, so think, you know, prints, or think, you know, small books, or something that you can make in bulk to some degree, you know, to 50, to be precise. And then the people who purchase the CSA box will get a delivery, 3 deliveries throughout the year through the Postal Service of this box of 9 pieces each in each art box that they get. And it's a wonderful, they don't get to choose which artist. It's a wonderful way to be surprised by the depth and breadth of creativity and to just sort of figure out what you like as an art consumer as well. I mean, it's sort of, it's based on a lot of the ideas that CSA farming is based on. You know, in CSA farming, you get a box, you know, whether it's a week, every other week, a month, and you get surprised by vegetables. Well, this way, you're surprised and delighted by consuming art. So they are looking for these artists to participate. The deadline to submit your idea is Friday, October 16th. You can go to Springboard for the Arts website, where you'll also find some of the really important grant programs that they are doing to support artists. There's some, for lack of a better term, quick start arts grants for artists who are doing work that engages the community in creative ways and connects in these socially distant times. So all the more reason to keep going back to Springboard for the Arts webpage to see that call for entries. And then we're seeing some organizations, you know, school has started for a lot of students, and arts organizations are trying to figure out how to do in-person arts making classes again, where you actually, you know, are there in the same studio with the instructor, looking at the same, you know, holding on to the same pieces that they are, well, separate pieces, because that's COVID safe. But Lake Superior Art Glass is an example of one of these organizations that is trying to reintroduce that. And they are having a Design Your Own Pump event on Thursday. So you sign up for a certain slot.
Wait, you've been so, the phone call quality has been excellent this morning, but we lost one word, and it was an important one. Design Your Own
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
I love to imagine what else you could design. But
well,
this,
yeah, it's a design your own. And I thought, no, we don't want me filling in those words.
Mad Libs.
No, not with me anyway. Yes. Okay. A glass. Wait a minute. A glass pumpkin.
A glass pumpkin.
Kind of like a glass slipper, but different. Same fairy tale. Different item.
Exactly. Isn't that delightful?
I'll be staying at home, sitting in the ashes. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go.
Well, okay. You can watch. What's wonderful about this is that that folks can either go, I love that they are doing, if you feel safe to go into their studio, you can go into their studio. But if you want to design it from home and watch them do it, watch, you know, so you get to pick, you know, what colors, you get to pick, you know, oh, I want this particular size, I want glitter, I don't want glitter. You know, you can really sort of customize it to your own, and then you can watch them create your very own pumpkin. There is something absolutely mesmerizing about watching glass being made. The fluidity, it is meditative. And in fact, my kid asked me, how are lava lamps made? And we went down a lovely rabbit hole of watching these videos of lamps, but then we ended up watching glass videos, and we actually watched some pumpkin making videos, glass pumpkin making videos, I should say. And they are just wonderful. So I love that Lake Superior Art Glass is figuring out a hybrid model of connecting to audiences where they need to be. And I have been mentioning sort of all along virtual events that you can participate in that connect, you know, sort of to the wider art community. And there's two events I want to talk about this week that connect to other sort of more community-centered, locally-centered arts organizations. And I think around Minnesota, and I think it's really fascinating to see what these places are doing, because it's a wonderful way to say, oh, how can we bring those kinds of ideas to our own institutions? Like, how can we, you know, this is a similar size organization, how can we, you know, figure out how to take what we like and what we see that's going well in those organizations to our own and adapt them to our own. So the first thing I want to call attention to is Franconia Sculpture Park. There are a few wonderful weather weekends left in our year, and certainly, you know, many people in our Northland would argue that there's 365 weather days to enjoy. But Franconia and Franconia Sculpture Park is open throughout the year. But if you are looking for a, you know, MEA trip that is outside and socially distance safe, Franconia Sculpture Park is a wonderful trip. It's in Taylor's Hall, not too far away, and it is an outdoor sculpture park and invites really amazing world-renowned artists to create on-site. So this Tuesday from 6 to 7:30, there'll be a virtual discussion with one of the artists that's there. So Alberto Aguilar is he works in sculpture because it's Franconia Sculpture Park, but he works with objects that he finds wherever site he's in. So for instance, he did a piece with the Institute of Chicago where he worked with chairs that were out and available. And so he worked with these folding chairs that were there. So he is able to create with the literal fabric and of the community that he's in. So it's a great opportunity to listen to the artist on Tuesday online and then go on the weekend and see the work that he created. And then the other one I want to mention is this Wednesday at 6 p.m., the Hutchinson is putting on a discussion with Colin and Liz Miller.
Oh, we lost you. We lost you. Sorry.
Oh,
now you're back.
Okay.
Now you're back.
Okay,
Wednesday. I know, it's so bizarre. What's coming up Wednesday?
Wednesday, the Hutchinson Center is doing a discussion with Liz Miller, one of your favorites, and Chris Allen.
Oh, she's so marvelous.
She really, really is. The exhibition that they put on at Hutchinson is called Malaise, which I think we can all sort of relate to. It's a word that we have maybe slipped into at some point during the last 6 months.
That is not a word, however, that you would ever associate with Liz Miller. I think if you know her in person, she has a couple of standard poodles, of course, and that's originally how we connected. And yet she's an installation artist, and she does these bright, colorful things. Her home is absolutely it's just a tribute to retro and cool colors and marvelous design, and everything around her seems to have been chosen for its color value, its whimsy value.
Its tactile quality. Yes. I think that that's what I get. When I look at Liz Miller, I just want to touch everything. I mean, I think the fact that she has standard poodles goes along with her aesthetic as an artist, because standard poodles, you know, you want to pet them. Right,
absolutely. You just want to put your fingers in that coat and go booga 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 booga.
Yeah, right. And the same thing with her art. she would love it if you said booga 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 with her art.
No doubt.
The three words that would go delightfully with it all.
Exactly. There you have it.
Yep. So,
well, we'll
that's
get some.
Our week in art.
That's a fantastic week in art. We'll have, of course, have some links up, so it'll be easy for folks to find the information. And yeah, I'll probably find a way to sneak in a couple pictures of Greta and Edward too, because that's just kind of how I roll. Annie, thanks a million for joining us, and we will talk with you soon.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.